Welcome to the teaching ministries of Pastor Joseph Victor. For more information, visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.
We're continuing this series, Diligence, an attribute needed for success. One of the attributes. Diligence is really key. Very, really, really key. The children of Israel were... They were building the Tower of Babel. How many people know that story? This is how we know people that was learning about God when they were little. This is how you differentiate people that were learning about God when they were little versus the ones that did not. I said they were following God when they were adults. So just in case you're in any sphere of this equation, the Tower of Babel, the children of, well, then there was no children of Israel. Everybody was one, right? And everybody was speaking the same language. Because you'll be wondering now that how come we have different languages, right? How, you know? And so that's where people start validating their nonsense thinking, you know? Their false thinking. That, okay, well, if you said that it was Adam and Eve that gave birth to the whole world, how come we all have different languages, you know? And how can we all have different skin tones, and so on and so forth? Let me speak on the languages today. Maybe next time we'll speak on the skin tone. So everybody was speaking the same language. There came a time. And then they wanted to, they knew there was a God. They knew. Even the atheists knew they know there's a God. They know. They just don't know where this God is. And they are trying to use their normal, natural senses to figure out where God is. That's their problem, to be honest with you. Because you see an atheist in a hospital bed praying for God to heal him. I have been an atheist all his life. Now you're in a hospital bed praying for God to which God? The one you did not believe. You know? So what happened was everyone was of the same language, of the same tone. And then they decided to build a tower, build a structure that will get to God. Because in their head, they thought God was some physical being in the sky somewhere. That's to tell you that human beings have been foolish before you were born. Before your grandfathers were born, human beings have been foolish. Human beings have thought less of who God is. I always told you this recently. I said, the person who sang that song, you're bigger than what people say, the person was in spirit. I'm telling you, you need to catch a revelation to understand that very particular song. But anyway, we started building this tower, and really, they were doing great. Because you know one thing that God is not going to do? He's not going to break his principle. He's not going to interfere with it until man calls him in. Are you still here? You get it? Let me give you an example. You know, I like money very well. So please bear with my examples of money. All right? It's just an example. Somebody who's not a giver can never be rich. You can never be rich. Are you still here? It's a principle. He's not going to break it. If you like, pray from now till 60 years time and fast for 1 million years. If you're not a giver, you will not get. There's nothing you can do about it. So the same thing, this principle of oneness, of togetherness. How many people know the formula for growth is unity? That's the principle. Once you are unified with a person, you can grow. So if you are in a club, in a relationship, and things are not growing, just know that the problem is unity. You guys are not unified. Okay, let's keep moving, shall we? So they were unified. And so they were building this thing. God started thinking, how can I disrupt this unity? Before we get to the unity talk, let's bring in diligence into it. So because they were unified, they were diligently doing this thing, day and night. Everybody knew the goal, and everybody was unified in it, diligently working. Anyway, get back to the other part of the story. And God wanted to stop them God did not send an angel to push down the building. Because then that would be callous, right? So what did God do? He caused disunity. And so they started speaking different languages. So when you tell this one, bring stone, you go and bring water. Have you seen it? And if the foreman, the supervisor says, okay, so my shift is going to sleep. So what you're going to do now is wait for 30 minutes for the cement to dry up, then start putting, they're hearing something else. Before the foreman comes, they have broken the whole thing. And then they say, but I told you, then they say, but you know, and so on and so forth. So what are we talking about right now? They were diligent, and that was why they were able to start achieving that thing, or diligent unity. That's why they were achieving that great height until disunity came in, which ended up affecting their diligence. So what am I saying? If you're going to succeed in this life, diligence is one of the keys to succeeding. I always told you about the guy who discovered light, the light bulb. How that he tried a lot of times, he tried and he could not get it done. But he didn't give up. He kept trying it. Every time he failed, he said he found one more way it wouldn't work. And he kept trying until he got it the last time. And now his name is forever written in the books. We don't know which books, but in the books. And we're talking about him today. Praise the Lord. And if you remember what we have talked so far, before we go dive into what we're talking about today, we said diligent is from two words, dili and gere. You guys remember that, right? And for those who are online too, I hope you remember it. And we said that also diligence to set yourself apart to achieve a particular purpose. Diligence. Set yourself apart to achieve a particular purpose. Focusing on that purpose 1,000,000%. All right? And we said that diligence is another word for diligence. Well, not another word, but love. Whatever you're going to be diligent in, you have to love this thing. So whatever it is you're trying to be diligent in, you have to find a way to love it. If you don't love it, you cannot be diligent in it. Whatever it is, anything at all, these are principles that you can apply to any sphere of your life. Whatever you really want to do and get it done, you have to be diligent. And in order for you to be diligent, you have to love it. Praise the Lord. How many people know I give an example? Well, Jackson is here today, so whatever. But how many people know I give you an example about Jackson, right? Some few more days, weeks ago. And I said how that he was really spending sleepless nights trying to master his craft. How many people saw that play out yesterday night? Like, they literally had to come and beg him to off the mic so that everybody can go home. But why was he, I'm using him as a case study now, why was he able to spend sleepless nights to master his craft? Because of the love he has for that thing. He has love for it. So he can spend sleepless nights. Sometimes he spends even his money to whatever is needed, he buy it. Just to make sure the craft is mastered. So you have to love whatever you want to succeed in. You have to find a way to love it. You have to find something inside that you're going to love. You have to. Okay, let's use business for an instance, right? Whatever business you're doing and you want to succeed in it, you have to love it. No matter what it is, the business is. If you want to really succeed in that business, you have to love it so that you can spend more time on it. So that you can learn more about it, you have to love it. Okay. And then, after we spoke about that, we moved on to what diligence in our spiritual life. We said one was walking with God, and the other one is working with God. And we dealt with the walking with God already. All these things I've explained so far, put it aside, walking with God. Let's move forward. Working with God, we were looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to look from 9 to 16. And on Thursday, we could not leave 9. It was impossible to leave 9. I will try to breeze through it so that it would not be impossible again to leave it today. Because even me, I'm tired of saying all those things. Anyway, so we're tired of, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. All right? And I explained to you how that if you love God, if you want to walk with God and produce fruit, you have to be diligently working with God. And if you're diligently working with God, you have to love God to diligently work with him. Is the principle making sense now? So you have to love God to diligently work with him. That's what I told you, that there are a lot of people going to church that are not going to make heaven. Why? Because they don't love God. They're going to church so that God can heal them. They're going to church so that God will do something or the other. So they are coming to church, or they are calling on God. It's transactional. It's not. They don't really love God. That's why if you feel like somebody in church will not offend you, you're on a long thing. Somebody in church might offend you because that's just how life is. Anyway, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. The more you work with God, the more God works you out. So don't wait until you are perfect physically before you say you want to work with God. You believe in God? Yes. You love him? Yes. Work with him. And we know, and let him work you out. We know that God's primary assignment now, what God is facing right now, is bringing men unto himself. So if you love God, that will also be your primary assignment. Or if not, what else are you working with? You're working with God to do what? If you're working with God because you love him, then you have to do his business. And his business is winning souls to Christ. So if you love God, you'll be a soul winner. You know, I've done this formula now, be this solution. I've now gotten to what? Become a soul winner. For they that win souls are wise. All right. And so let's dive in deeper because I want to finish this. So we're going to look at verses 2 now, and verses 10. The second verse of the something. Okay. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder. Please follow me in case you have never understood this scripture. You're going to understand it today. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Take heed how you work with the Lord. Take heed. Another builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. Okay. For no other foundation... Take heed how you build on this. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Any other foundation that's not Jesus Christ is another house you're building, not the house of God. I said, if you don't understand this scripture, you understand it today. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So anyone... And when he says, take heed how you build on it, he's saying, make sure Jesus is the rock. Make sure he's the foundation. A lot of people have different foundations. Ours is Jesus Christ. So take heed how you build. Are you building because you love Jesus? Are you building because of the love he has for you that has spread to you that you're giving back? Or you are building because they have told you that if you build for God, God will build for you. Why are you building? You are giving. Yes, God bless you. Why? Why are you giving? Are you giving because they say that if you give, a good measure pressed down, running over, shaking together, and chug men give unto your bosom. Is that why you're giving? Or you're giving because you love Jesus? Why? Have you seen why? It says, take heed how you build. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And some people will tell you, Jesus is just one of the ways. I used to laugh at them. Because I used to think like that when I was like very little. When I was like maybe 12, 11, 10. So when I see adults thinking that way, adults that are read their Bible thinking that way, I'm like, wow. How immature you are. That's an immature thinking. There are not many ways. Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no many way. I used to think that way because I like peace. You understand? So I want to just have peace with a cause Jesus or don't call Jesus. So you know, God is our God, the God Almighty. We can get to him through any way. We Christians go through him through Jesus and this one. That's not true. It's not correct. I've been there before. There's a video I saw on social media, one of those social medias, where somebody was saying an atheist became a Christian, and he was saying why he became a Christian. He said that he looked at it logically, even logically, he looked at it and said that he has gone through every other religious books, every religious book, not even every other. He has gone through every religious book, and every religious book pointed to Jesus. All of them talked about Jesus. Only the Bible did not talk about any other one but Jesus. So he said, that means that Jesus must be him. He must be Lord. And that's how he gave his life to Christ. And this thing I just said, the video is there. Google it. Verify. Go and verify. And if you want to also verify what he saw to make him become a Christian, go and read all those books. I personally have read some part of the Quran. So I know that at least it's correct for the Quran. I actually have one. You know, there are miracles in the Quran that Jesus did. And it was recorded in the Quran. And the Quran said that if you don't believe in Jesus, you'll not go to heaven. It's inside the Quran. And that's why there's one of my clients, customers. It's a mosque. It's like an Islamic school. And you know, Islamic school will have a mosque. And guess the name of the mosque. Who even showed it to me? One day, I think it was it Jay? You don't know, somebody showed me the name. It's like, look at the name of the mosque. And I've been going there for years. I didn't really pay attention to the name. I think the name of the mosque is Mosque of Jesus Christ. Right? Am I correct? I don't know if anybody knows that mosque. It's in Queens. For no other foundation can anyone lay. You know why being a Christian is interesting and sweet, and you know it's true? This thing is a life of God in man. Is that nobody is hiding the Bible from you. Nobody is not making you read it. Like, you are free to read it and come and ask questions because this thing is what it is. But you see, in some sectors where, I remember one time I went to do a job in somebody's house and a customer, and the guy was like, he was trying to preach to me to become a Muslim, which is, and I love the zeal he had. I mean, if that's the only thing he knows, why not, right? And so he was preaching to me. Then I started asking him questions. Honestly, I just really wanted to know. I said asking him questions. I can't remember. This was like a long time ago. The questions. Well, after asking a couple of questions, do you know that this guy that's preaching to me could not answer the question? I wasn't bombarding him with questions. They were simple questions. What he told me was that he would give my number to his ustad, so that my his ustad, or I will call his ustad. To know, he gave me his ustad number. I'll call his ustad, and his ustad would tell me the answers. Do you see there's a problem with that, right? Because then it's only what they tell you that you believe. You don't even know the truth for yourself. And that's why a lot of people are still there. I'm going to be honest with you. Because if they have been given the opportunity, or they even have sense, or if they have been encouraged, just like we encourage you guys to study the word yourself too. If they have been encouraged to go and study the word themselves, their Quran themselves, they will come to realize that a lot of people have done it. There's another man. He's actually from the Middle East. He's the one that actually brought light to these things. He said he started studying the Quran for himself. And then realized that, wow, that Jesus is the way. Somewhere in my, I posted it a long time ago. Maybe I will share it with you guys so you can see. And we're not trying to compare sectors or groups today. No, we're not. I'm just trying to tell you that there is no other foundation that anyone can lay than that which is laid. Jesus Christ is the one that paid for the price for your sin. No other person did. Are you still here? Okay. Let's move on to the next verse. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Now, these are different materials that you can build a house with. How many people get that, right? You know what a straw is, right? You know what a hay is. You know what the wood is, right? American house wood. The wood American house, how many floor can you get to? Two, three, one. Well, even if it gets to two, they will actually have to give it like some kind of concrete foundation. So it's telling you that you can build, you can walk with Christ however you want to walk with him. If you want to walk with him, you're a Christian, so you're a heavenly candidate, yes. But you can walk with him putting in gold. Putting gold. Using the gold to build, or using silver to build, or using precious stones, or using wood. Hay is a straw. How many people know? Do you honestly know what the hay or straw is? You do. God bless you. Any other person? Any Gen Z in the house? You know what it is. God bless you. So, you know, those days when I used to grow up in the village, you know, I'm a village boy. So, there is a way they normally build the house in the village those days, right? In Nigerian village, African village, where you take, how many people know what bamboo is here? I mean, they do it in America, the Native Americans, that's how they live. The bamboo, they would cut the bamboo, put it in the ground, then the palm, like a palm leaves, they will now weave it. That would be like their roof, all those things. All you Ajebotas, people are looking at me like, what is this guy saying? Anyway, you can build like that. You can upgrade and say, you know what, I'm going to walk with Christ and I'm going to use wood. Those of you that come to church once a month, some people have joined the once in 3 months gang. But anyway, some of them are not here. Well, the once in 3 months are not here today now, but I hope they get this message too. So, or they are watching. You can build however you want to build. It's your choice. God is not going to force you. You can build with precious stones, silver, gold. You can put in a lot of work. You know, if you live long and your generation celebrates you for living long, how old? You'll not even be up to 200 years. Okay. Let's even dash you 400 like you are the Methuselah of our day. But you see, even these 500 years, in the spirit, there's no time. It just happened. All this time we have stretched, there is no time in the spirit. So it's nothing. So if you can't use this time to determine how your eternity will be, man, you're in a long thing. I'm encouraging you guys, man, to build. Not... Okay, so if you are building, if you are doing what you're supposed to do and you're getting physical rewards, right? The physical reward or the physical gain is not what you are, that's not the reward of the work. The physical gain is just as a principle that if you do this on earth, this will happen. If you do that, that will happen. It's no karma, you know? They call it karma. So that's just that. That's not even your reward yet. Mostly for the things you did in the house of God. There is a reward waiting for you. Let's keep going. You'll see it now. Verse 13. Each one's work. You see, you can build however you want. But look at it now. Each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it. The day, the judgment day. That's why D is in capital there. Because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. You have been doing this on earth. You have been helping the needy. You have been giving to the work of the ministry. You have been in church every day, sweeping, cleaning. You have been in church doing this, doing that. The fire will test the work. Was this thing done because this guy loves Jesus? Are you seeing where I'm going to? You have to be diligent in your work with Christ. And this diligence can only come by love. All right? Why did this person do this thing? Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort. What kind of work was this? Verse 14. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, if the ones, listen, you could have done 1,000 work. But the only ones that will endure after going through that fire on the judgment day is the one that you did for love. Love of Jesus Christ. Then you did for the right purpose. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he would receive a reward. Now, I want you to understand something, that on the judgment day, what, which we'll see later, the reward he's talking about here is not for unbelievers. An unbeliever can like build the biggest church in this life. When he dies, all those things have died with him. There's no reward. An unbeliever can like go on the street and give to everybody on the street and helping all the needy. If he's not a Christian, if he's not a born-again Christian, all those works are empty works. So the first thing that will make your work to stay is that you're a child of God. That's when your works are even measured. If you're not a child of God, your works are not measured because nothing was done in the spirit. Let's keep going. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work which is burnt, he will suffer loss. Let's read this together so that you can understand what I just explained to you. 1, 2, go. Do you understand what I just said now? So if you're born again and you don't put in work, you will be saved, no doubt. But you won't get the reward. So everyone is not going to be in the same comfort zone in heaven. You that don't like going to evangelize to other people. Oh yeah, let's come to church. Oh, let's do this. You don't want to come. Oh yeah, continue. And you who like it, continue to. But in your doing, please make sure you're doing it for the right purpose. You're doing it for the love of God. Not for anything. Not because somebody's going to see you or somebody's going to reward you on earth. Don't do it for that. Make sure you're working because of the love of Christ. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. And if you have gone to the beginner's class, you understand that this is for Christians. There are two kinds of judgment. One for Christians and one for the unbeliever. The unbeliever's judgment is, if your name written in the book of life, no, bye. Anyone who doesn't believe in Christ, that say, Christ, I don't believe in you, you didn't die for me, they will be judged by their works. And we know that every man's work is what? It's like a filthy rag. Everyone will be judged according to what you believe. If you believe in Christ, that Christ has paid the price for you, then he has paid the price for you. Let's go. But if you believe that, if you didn't believe that Christ has paid the price for you, who's Christ? It's just one man that came and whatever people say. No problem. We'll bring your work now. You that you like to be very morally upright people, they will bring your morality and throw it through the fire. And see how much your morality can stand. You know, there are people like that. That man, he must be in heaven. That man, he never did this. He never did that. He was always helping the people. Ah, that man must be in heaven. Did he go to church? No. Was he born again? No, he didn't believe in God, though. He didn't believe in God, but he was a very good man. Ah, God must know him. I hear you. Continue. If you're going to go to heaven, you have to go through Christ. He is the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father except through him. No man. That's why it says, no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I don't want to get into it because we have to go. Let me not get into it. I was about to start going now. Just be going like that. But you get what I'm saying, right? If you're born again, keep your born againism. Hold it. Then put work inside. Start working. Start doing things. If you love God, then you're going to be diligently doing his work. If you want to work with God diligently, you have to do it out of love. Make sure love is there. And make sure you're doing it because you love him and put in work. God's business is to win the unbelievers to himself. That's why he came to die. So if you love him, then you would want to participate in this endeavor. And for those who have questions on Thursday, because I was mentioning money a lot, you know, that's just my example. That's how I do my examples, because I love money too, you know. But look at it. How do you know that somebody loves you, whether you're a man or a woman? Let's be honest. How do you know? An action. Which kind of action? Slap. Slapping is part of action. What kind of action? How do you know somebody loves you? You are now shy, man. How do you know? Okay. Which word and action? God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. You say you buy her things. And it goes both ways. Whether male or female, this is not being a gold digger. If you like me, and I looked at it throughout the year, 2 years, 3 years, you are just liking me. You not buy me anything. Which kind of like is this? This is not like. What kind of kind of light that I'm be going? The same thing. If I like you, somehow I have to be there. Love. Another word for love is giving. It could be money. Some people don't have money. It could be time. It's like sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for this person that you love so much? So if you love Christ, what are you sacrificing for Christ? Those who don't have money, are you sacrificing your time? Are you working with him? The Bible says that where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart is. If you love Christ and that's where your treasure is, and that's where your heart is, or rather, if that's where your heart is, where will your treasure be? It'll be there. You cannot love Christ and they want to go and do crusade or open air something. And you know that, oh, these people I belong to, their group, church, fellowship, whatever, that these people, they will need money to do this. And you are not part of it. Then which kind of Christ do you love? Are you understand what I'm saying? Coming to work, leave money now. If you love Christ, you work. You put in the work. So even in relationship, it's not only money. Money is part of it. Let's not deceive ourselves. But money is part of it. But not just money. Your time is part of it. Your work, your energy is part of it. I have some stories. I'm not going to share it because I don't want to give anybody any idea. But there are stories that I have. Let me share one. But please, don't use the examples for anything stupid. So, this happened like maybe 15, 14 years ago. So, it doesn't count. So, you guys probably don't even know the people I'm talking about. So, I've moved on with their life. So, there was this particular female that every guy in that group were liking. They were liking this particular female, and everybody was just trying their best to just make the girl like them back. So one day came, the girl and her friend went to visit the guys in their house. Now, I wasn't there. They told me the story later, because I later now knew them. and the girl too. And so there was a guy, very short guy. Every other person was very okay. You know what I'm saying now? I know you guys like guys are okay. Don't you like guys that are okay? You don't like us that are okay. And yeah, that's why you're following the one that's okay now. So girls like guys that are okay, that are very okay. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be looking at who she's following. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. But you get what I'm saying, right? So this guy was a very short guy, very wonderful guy, very short and, you know, very okay too. Guess what this guy did that won the girl's heart? The girl, because, you know, they came, you know, those girls, and when girls come to a guy's house, they're here in America, not anywhere. This happened in Brooklyn here. They came and they cooked, you know, so that everybody can eat and they can leave some for the owner of house, you know. And this guy, very smart guy, I don't know who taught him how to be very smart. Teenager, but he's very smart. He now went to the kitchen and said, helping the girl wash plates. Have you seen that? No button. It's finished. That was it. What does that tell you? Because he took his time. It wasn't money. He didn't have money to give. But he took his time. He took his time, and he was able to sacrifice that time. They're gisting, and they're just making jests and planning stupid plans. He went there to help her wash plate. And that was it. What I'm saying here is that if you love somebody and you really want to be with somebody, you love God, you really want to be with God, you will spend your money, you will spend your time. What else are you going to spend, guys? Money, time. You will sacrifice, God bless you, your mind. You will sacrifice. So don't be one of those people that they love God for mouth, but they don't love God for action. How many people know here that I'm not saying this because we want to raise money? How many people know? You people are aware. But I'm not trying to raise money. We are very okay. Very, very okay. We're not trying to raise money. But I have to tell you the truth. I just have to say the truth, how it is, so that you can put in your work. You can do what you have to do. Thank God we have put Jim in the church. So just be coming and be Jimmy. Jim for love. So there are many things that can keep you in the church. Music can keep you. They literally have to come and beg Jazzy, like, please, off the mic. Off the mic so that we can go home. There are things to keep you in the church. Come, put in your work, put in your effort, bring others to church. Make sure, don't just bring them to church as a church goer. Bring them to church. Make sure they believe in God. Make sure they go through the beginner's class if they haven't, so they can know the basic of who God is. Make sure you are impacting lives. Because guess what? Very soon, we are all going to not be here again. Very soon. Then what's going to happen to us eternally? Anyway, let's pray.
I believe you've been blessed by this ministration. If you want to reach out to us, connect with us, or partner with us, kindly visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.